which has both Mad Men and the zombie hit The Walking Dead.
Now, of all of last night's Mad Men viewing parties, WTOP's man about town, Bob Madigan, may have picked the snazziest one.
With nearly everyone dressed in period-looking clothes, because Bourbon Steak here in the Four Seasons wanted it to be authentic. The menu was 60s cuisine with 2012 flair, including truffle popcorn. But most of these people's parents grew up in the 60s. So how does this young crowd relate to Mad Men itself?
The relationships within the dynamics of the 60s, the lifestyle, too.
As a businesswoman in today's age, I want to know the relationship between men and women at the office and how it's different and the dynamics of power and how it's dramatically different than today.
It's amazing to look back on history and compare that to how we live today.
You think they had a better time?
Absolutely not. Only if you're a white man.
I think that the show is very authentic to the time. In tonight's episode, we saw how they dealt with quote-unquote the Negro. And it's easy in 2012 to be offended, maybe. It's not where we are now, but it was where we were then.
At Bourbon Steak's Mad Men viewing party in the Four Seasons Georgetown, Bob Madigan, WTOP News.
It's 7:14, 53 degrees, highs in the 60s today.